بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, Ar-Rahim, that is family relations and maintaining family ties, kinship, has a physical shape and has a physical form in the unseen world. There are many deeds. Every deed, in fact, that we perform takes a physical shape in Akhirah. Every deed that you perform, the salah that you just performed now, has taken a physical shape in the Akhirah. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you say Subhanallah, a tree is planted in the Akhirah. That's the physical shape and form of the Subhanallah that you utter in this world. So the same applies with kinship, family relations. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it has a physical shape in the unseen world. It has a tongue and it's clinging onto the arsh of Allah. And it makes a dua all the time. Look at how close it is to Allah. And it makes a dua all the time. Allahumma sil man wasalani waqta' man qata'ani. Oh Allah, you maintain a strong bond with the one who maintains me in this world. And oh Allah, you sever your ties with the one who severs me in dunya. The importance of family ties. And the holiday is upon us. Let us teach the importance of family ties practically to our children growing up. Unfortunately today, because they have so many distractions, what we were exposed to growing up with our parents, they're not getting it today. Every weekend at least, our fathers made sure that we went and visited one uncle or one auntie. Or we grew up with that. Today, unfortunately, they are not growing up with that. They are not seeing it. So this holiday, a lengthy holiday, this period we have, practically let us look for certain relatives deliberately with this intention that we want to teach our children the importance of family ties. And that's what I grant us.